For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The Bible will stay on the shelves in the Redlands School District. A community member had asked for it to be removed because it's sexually explicit. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
The challenge was anonymous. It came under a board policy that allows community members to ask for books with sexually explicit material to be taken off the shelves. The person argued the King James Bible is not appropriate for students because it depicts rape and incest. Candy Olson, who's a board member, argued the Bible doesn't meet the criteria to be removed.
The Holy Bible does reference sex. It speaks in a manner that is not sexually explicit or graphic.
The board voted unanimously to let the Bible stay. Last winter, it removed Push by Sapphire and limited access to The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
The city of Paris voted at their meeting on Tuesday night to rename the Cesar Chavez Library. The dishonored farm worker leader has been accused of raping young girls and civil rights leader Dolores Huerta. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
The library was renamed in 2024 after Chavez because of his work to help farm workers in Paris. But the council agreed removing Chavez's name was the right decision due to the sexual abuse allegations against him. The council decided to call it the City of Paris Library instead of naming it after someone else. Residents at the meeting said they support the city's decision and wanted to continue honoring farm workers. The Parks and Recreation Commission is also set to consider replacing a statue, plaque, and mural of Chavez. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
California would implement a bell-to-bell ban of smartphones in the classroom under a bill in the legislature. Cap Radio's Chris Fetz reports it aims to address mental health challenges in students and eliminate academic distractions.
The bill makes exceptions for emergencies and threats of danger, as well as medical needs and specific instructional uses. Democratic Assemblymember Josh Lowenthal is a co-author of the bill. He pointed to research suggesting smartphone use is linked to increased rates of depression and anxiety in children.
Smartphones are no longer neutral tools. They host platforms designed with algorithms built to maximize engagement that are hard for our kids to put down.
The bill builds off of legislation signed by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2024, requiring school districts to adopt some sort of policy limiting the use of smartphones. Lang Lai is a parent of a student attending a school in the Sacramento area who supports the idea.
You don't need yet another thing distracting you, especially when you're trying to focus and learn, and it just makes the job of the teachers harder.
An Assembly Education Committee analysis suggested amending the bill to accommodate high school students who have different needs for phones compared to younger grades. Chris Feltz, Cap Radio News.
More than 42,000 University of California service and healthcare workers plan to launch an open-ended strike next month. The union says the strike will begin May 14th at all 10 UC campuses and medical centers across the state. It would be the first open-ended strike in UC history. Union members have been working without a contract since 2024. Union President Michael Avant says 2 years of bargaining has taken a toll on employees.
It means more UC workers sleeping in homeless shelters instead of their homes. It means more UC healthcare workers unable to afford their own health insurance. It means more our moms and dads trying to do more with less, deciding whether to put gas in the car or food on the table.
The union says UC illegally imposed higher healthcare costs and refused to bargain over housing assistance for its lowest paid workers. The union says UC illegally imposed higher healthcare costs and refused to bargain over housing assistance for its lowest paid workers. The UC said in a statement that it has offered a 32% wage increase over 4 years and called the strike unnecessary given progress at the bargaining table. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.